This is Tipsy in a Red Push-Up Bra, Chapter 1 by Tacit Whiskey. Read by Clothes and Sundry. Of course, the first time Sansa Stark sees Jon Snow in God knows how long, the first time since the funeral, since they lost the house and she'd come to live with her Aunt Lysa and her freak of a son, it would have to be at a house party where she's already tipsy on peach schnapps. And of course, it would have to be the one time she's wearing the ridiculous red push-up bra Marjorie talked her into buying. She needed air. Air and a break from guys staring at her jiggling shelf of cleavage. And yeah, but still. And that was why Sansa had found herself slipping out the side door of Marjorie's house into the chill night air. She'd gone to shut the door behind her, and that's when she'd caught sight of Jon, a slim figure in jeans and a button-up leaning against the fence opposite the garage, hands stuffed in his pockets. It's a sight from a different life, a sight so familiar it almost hurts, and it freezes Sansa midway through closing the door.
Jon?
Jon glances up at her and frowns. His eyes dip from her face to her cleavage, then snap guiltily back up. Sansa? Sansa crosses her arms in front of her, but in her muddled state, she's not sure if that makes her cleavage situation better or worse. And because she's had enough of Marjorie's peach schnapps for her head to be tingly and numb, she says the first thing that pops into it.
What are you doing here?
I needed air. He shrugs, eyes carefully not straying from her face. It's too loud in there. No, I meant, Sansa starts, but it's hard to know what she meant with the schnapps still humming through her veins and music shivering through her skull. How many years has it been since she's seen Jon? Two at least since the funeral. Maybe another two before that? It's hard to remember. Growing up, she'd always been a little embarrassed of him. Rob's weird charity case friend he insisted on bringing everywhere. But that was before. Before Joffrey, before the car, before the house. Sansa shivers and finishes closing the door, the blare from inside instantly muffled.
Aren't you in college?
Yeah, my roommate Theon dragged me out. Jon nudges his chin towards the house. He wanted a wingman. Insists hitting on seniors isn't a felony here.
Oh, Sansa bites her lip. I thought you were out of state.
No, I go to Castle Black Community College. It's a few minutes from here.
Community college? Why had she thought that was such a bad pair of words growing up? Like going to one was something to be embarrassed about? The kind of place you only went to if you were going to fix drains or cut lawns and had no future? A secret you only whispered if you really had to.
Did you hear? Poor thing went to community college.
Sansa had never had to worry about that being her growing up. Never had to worry about how to afford which Ivy League school she wanted. Now she'll be lucky to get through college without drowning in student loans.
Sansa?
She looks up to see Jon peering at her like he said it a couple of times.
You okay?
She rests her head back against the wall and gives him a half-lidded, nose-up smile.
I'm a little tipsy. Don't tell.
The corners of Jon's lips lift and he smiles back. Maybe the first time she's ever seen him do it when he isn't around Arya.
Don't worry about it. Arya's the only person I have to tell.
Sansa curls her nose. She's always texting me random animal sex facts.
Yeah, she does that.
Jon's smile quirks.
It's a nice smile, something quiet and unassuming in it, like it's just for her. He'd never smiled much when they were young, but then he's also grown up since then.
Lankiness filled out, the shoulders broadened, and under his button-up, Sansa can make out the kind of long muscle that in her current fuzzy state of mind makes her want to lean forward and see what it feels like under her fingertips. Jon scratches his cheek and shifts against the fence.
Why are you out here in the cold?
My friend Marjorie dragged me.
It's true, but it's not all of the story. Not the part she doesn't want to think about now, not ever. The part she's come here to escape.
And I'm all danced out.
Really? You never used to get tired of dancing.
And how would you know? A part of Sansa hisses. But that isn't fair. She'd been the one embarrassed of him, the one that wished Rob would stop bringing him everywhere. They'd been inseparable, the two of them. Even with her mind pleasantly fuzzy, Sansa can picture them side by side with their backs to the couch playing some shooting or sports game on the TV. Jon would curse and Rob would laugh, that deep laugh he had, that...
Rob.
Sansa lets her eyes flutter shut, lets the throb of music through the wall shiver through her arms and legs and bones. She wishes she could sink back into the wall, melt into the shiver of the music, and not have to think, not have to be.
That's why she'd come after all. Why she always let Marjorie talk her into coming out on a weeknight despite how much she needs to do well at school if she wants a shot at college next year. A breeze sifts through the alley, pimpling the skin of Sansa's bare arms. Though John's eyes have stayed carefully fixed on her face since she first came out, with her eyes closed, Sansa feels suddenly vulnerable, shark bait hung out to dry in front of John, all too aware how skimpy the tank top she's wearing is, with the push-up bra beneath it thrusting her chest up and out. "I don't normally wear this," she almost tells John, but bites her lip hard enough to bruise to stop herself. The Sansa he knew wouldn't dress like this, but she hasn't been that girl for a long time. Without opening her eyes, she leans her head to the side and combs her fingers through the waterfall of her hair. "Do you like it?" she asks John. It's a long moment before John answers. When he does, his voice is careful. "Your hair?"
"Yeah, the color." How long ago had she dyed it black? Before the funeral or after? Sansa can't remember. She blinks her eyes open, slips a stray lock of hair behind one ear, and smiles at John, the smile guys like. The one she gives the guys Marjorie pushes her way once she's had her pick. The one that tells them that the night will go the way they hope, that it'll go the way they want, that she'll be who they want.
"You like it?"
But instead of smiling back, John frowns. "You look different without the red."
And suddenly, it's too much. All of it. The cold and schnapps and shiver of music clenching painfully tight in Sansa's chest. She doesn't want to be here at this party with its press of bodies and cloying beer stench. And she definitely doesn't want to be here with John Mournful fucking Snow. John who has no right to be showing up and reminding her of a life she no longer has. John the charity case who's looking at her with his quiet eyes as if she's the one that's damaged goods. John who'd been in the car that ripped a gaping hole in her chest that she can never fill, no matter how much schnapps she pours in, or how many parties she goes to, or guys she lets touch her. From inside comes a shout and the music cuts off. The side door bangs open and kids start spilling out. One of them, dark-haired Mia Stone, stops long enough to grin at Sansa. "Cops, they're checking IDs." She vanishes with the other kids, leaving Sansa frowning after her. She knows she should bolt, that the last thing she needs is to have to call Lysa from jail, but it all feels very far away. What does it really matter? Someone grabs her by the arm and she turns to see John beside her. "Come on," he says and tugs at her arm. "This way."